Thanksgiving morning in Tampa Bay. I'm Johnny Williams on the Bob and Judd Show. The best oldies and the best of today on W101.
WUSA-FM Tampa, a member of the Gannett Broadcast Company.
Our Tampa Bay forecast on your Thanksgiving. Variable cloudiness, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. High temperatures, maybe the low 80s. Still holding steady at 73 at the airport and the beaches.
W101. Phyllis Hyman standing by. First, George Howard. This is Spencer for Hire on 102.5.
The Wave, 102.5 FM. After you've stuffed yourself today and you're ready to kind of kick back, wind down with a touch of jazz. Al Fantana starts at 8 o'clock tonight. 102.5 FM. The Wave.
But later this hour, I'll let you hear the brand new one from Peter Gabriel, so keep it up.
And Westwood One presents Triumph, the biggest show in rock. This Wednesday night at the Lee Civic Center. Triumph with Bad Company. Awesome lighting, blazing lasers, and the music of Triumph. It doesn't get any hotter than this.
Paradise 93.3 WPDS and In the Ghetto, the late great Elvis Presley. And before that, there'll be sad songs, Billy Ocean, Paul Davis, and Roberta Flack at 9:58. The exclusive AccuWeather forecast for Tarpon Springs, Fort Meade, and all of Tampa, St. Petersburg. Cloudy on this Thanksgiving evening and quite warm. 72 is the expected low. Tomorrow and Saturday will feature a mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy and warm. With daytime highs around 80 to 84 and nothing more than just a brief thunderstorm during the day. 72 now in Tampa, 73 in St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and in stereo it's always 93. Paradise, 93.3 WPDS.
A real life fantasy is waiting for you
on special this week.
95 wide ever this time of night.
It's party time!
Oh, do you feel like we do?
Good morning. It's 7:27, and now a WWBA News Extra and the Business and Traffic Report. In Pinellas County this morning, there is an accident at U.S. 19 and Tarpon Avenue, and that's the only thing we have to speak of. No major problems in Hillsborough. At the top of the news, White House Chief of Staff Donald Regan is denying a UPI report that says he was briefed regularly on the Iran-Contra operation. I'm Ron Stoner. It's 7:31. Our next news and business report at 8 o'clock. Until then, WWBA Music.